Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Iran-US mediation, the narrow and limited mindset of safeguarding the interests of global powers in exchange for political, military, and economic concessions prevent Pakistan from becoming a major power. The government and media in Pakistan are presenting Pakistan's mediation in the Iran-US war as a great achievement. In reality, however, the purpose of this mediation is to provide the United States, mired in crisis and facing certain defeat, with a face-saving exit by bringing Iran to the negotiating table to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and abandon capabilities to acquire nuclear weapons, while imposing no such conditions on the United States and the Jewish entity. Pakistan's mediation on behalf of the United States will prolong the presence of American military bases in the region, the largest of which is the Jewish entity itself. This mediation will pave the way for the Abraham Accords, thereby guaranteeing the security of the Jewish entity. In return for this deal, Iran will have some of its frozen funds released and the sanctions imposed upon it will be lifted. In exchange for rendering these services to the United States, Pakistan expects to receive access to Western markets, financial assistance, increased foreign investment, technology transfer, relaxation of IMF conditions, loans on easier terms, the sale of military equipment, support at the United Nations, and political backing against India. This is the vision of Pakistan's ruling elite, upon which both the military and the political leadership are in agreement. This vision is, in reality, one of the complete confidence in obedience to and service of the American world order in exchange for concessions. It subordinates the political and economic life of Pakistan and the Muslims living in it to the American world order and its visions. Since the partition of the Indian subcontinent and limited independence in 1947, Pakistan's Western-trained ruling elite has remained captive to the narrow thinking and vision of bloc politics. Pakistan's present predicament is the result of this servile mindset, which has prevented us from realizing Pakistan's true potential and becoming a major power, even though Pakistan's military strength and nuclear capability are sufficient to place it amongst the world's leading states. Apart from the debate over aligning with either the American or the socialist camp, no other path has ever been allowed to emerge. As a result, for the past 70 years, serving American interests in exchange for specific economic and military concessions has become the central pillar of Pakistan's strategic thinking and the principal factor in determining Pakistan's direction. The success or failure of any ruler has come to be measured by how effectively he secures better economic and military concessions in return for serving a global power. This very mindset has also enabled both the United States and China to use these concessions as instruments through which they directly influence Pakistan's economic, political, military, and foreign policies. Consequently, Pakistan remains trapped in the dilemma of serving two major powers, the United States and China, while attempting to balance its relations with both. Iran's forcing a major power such as the United States to its knees and inflicting a military defeat upon it in the recent war proves that a strong nuclear power like Pakistan, equipped with the most advanced weaponry, should take regional affairs into its own hands instead of joining any global camp. Pakistan's path to progress lies in confronting the global powers and the American world order. Before the recent Iran-US war, Iran itself was following the same limited mindset that it must work with the American world order rather than confront it. In the past, Iran became complicit in the widespread bloodshed in Iraq and Syria in pursuit of American interests throughout the region. It was Iran that offered every possible form of cooperation in advancing American interests in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, and elsewhere. When the United States and the Jewish entity attacked Iran, the Iranian leadership that believed in cooperating with the American world order was killed in the American attack. A new military leadership assumed command of the armed forces. This new military leadership adopted a policy of confronting the American world order and defending Iran and Iranian interests in the region through aggressive military action. The policy of confronting the United States and its world order transformed Iran from a state with limited influence into the most powerful state in the Middle East, one that is shaping the region's politics according to its own will. This is despite the fact that Iran suffered economic, military, and human losses during the war. Yet within just a few months, Iran's aggressive military and political policy transformed it into a major regional power. Furthermore, if Iran, after reaching a deal with the United States, does not once again adopt a policy of reconciliation with the American world order and instead makes its decisions independently, free from the dictates of the American world order, then the United States will certainly find it extremely difficult to maintain its influence in the Middle East. O armed forces of Pakistan, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established the state in Al-Madinah, despite it being only a small city-state, he did not choose alliance with either of the two major powers of the time, Rome or Persia, but challenged both of them. Ultimately, the Khulafa, Khalifs after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, defeated those two major powers decisively in the battles of Yarmouk, Al-Qadisiyah, Nahavand, Ajnadain. Thus, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly showed us the path. We are an ummah entrusted with a great mission in this world. Our mission is not to obey major powers and render services to them in exchange for certain economic or military concessions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is He who sent His Messenger with the guidance and the deen of truth, so that He may make it prevail over every other way of life, even though the polytheists detest it. Surah At-Tawbah, verse 33. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not seek light from the fire of the polytheists. Sunan al-Nasai, here fire is a kinaya, a metonym for war. It is a Sharia ruling that Muslims as a collective body are not permitted to seek military assistance from the disbelievers where the disbelievers retain a distinct identity as a separate group. If relatively weak military groups such as the Taliban or the Mujahideen of Gaza can fight the significant military powers of the disbelievers, and if Iran can make the United States eat the dust of defeat, then what is preventing you, O armed forces of Pakistan, from expelling the United States from this region? Surely it is the limited vision of your leadership that has committed you to serving the major powers and has prevented you from fulfilling the great mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon you, a mission for which you are fully capable and deserving. Only by granting Nusra, military support to his Tahrir, can you establish the Khilafah, the Caliphate, which is the most essential link in achieving this objective. So mobilize and establish the Khilafah upon the method of the Prophethood. Global circumstances are fully conducive to change, and above all, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it is incumbent upon us to grant victory to the believers. Surah Ar-Rum, verse 47. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.